The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
We come to the next topic for tonight, which is how do we cultivate a strong Muslim identity in ourselves as parents, as caregivers, and most importantly for our next generation. You know, whatever we do in our life, you know, especially for those who are parents who have children, we recognize that we live for our children. When you get to be 30, 40, 50, you have children, you have grandchildren, you recognize that at a point in your life that my time is coming up. I mean, only Allah knows when we will leave this world, but we tend to recognize that the older we get, the more white hairs that we see, the more closer we are to death. You know, in fact, when Nabi Ibrahim, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, Prophet Abraham, when death was approaching him, he asked Allah, right, through a conversation that he had maybe with the angel or with Allah in some means, he said to Allah, he says, Ya Allah, I know that death is going to come upon everyone, but why didn't you send me a hint, an indication, some message that would allow me to realize that my death was near? And what did Allah reply to Ibrahim, peace be upon him? He says, Ibrahim, don't you see the white hairs in your beard, in your head? These white hairs are a symbol that your time was coming closer. Right? So when we get to that age, brothers and sisters, we recognize that our life is drawing to a close, but that our next generation, many of them that I see with us here tonight, that they will be the torchbearers of this religion as we move on. In fact, there is a beautiful hadith that comes to us from our second Imam, Imam Hassan ibn Ali al-Mujtaba, alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. In which, although in the hadith it says that he called his children and he called his brother's children, meaning the children of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, into his company, into his presence, but we can, and scholars have inferred that this is a universal message of Imam al-Hassan, peace be upon him, to all of us. He calls the children near him and he says to them something very profound that I think we have to also reflect upon tonight. He says to the children, he says that indeed you are the young children. You are the young children of our family, of our community. And he says, undoubtedly in the future you will become the leaders of your community. So he says, فَتَعَلَّمُوا الْعِلْمِ, go and seek knowledge. And he tells them, if you can't memorize all you that you learn, you go to school, you learn, but you can't take it all in and memorize it. He says, write it down and safeguard it, because in the future you will need that. It's a very profound way that the Imam was speaking, recognizing that these same children that are playing, that are running around, that are having fun, even in the month of Muharram, if they're running around and causing a so-called disturbance, I would rather have them be running around in here in the majlis than running outside in the playground or in the park, not hearing anything of the words of the Quran or the ziyarat of the Ashura, for example. So we have to recognize that our children, they're young today, they're innocent, they don't have responsibility. Their only responsibility, you know, from age 0 to 7 is to have fun, is to learn the mechanics of this world, what happens, how do things run. But even in that, they get to learn lessons. And we recognize that when we are 6 feet under, when we're buried in our graves, these same children that are running around having fun today, they'll be the presidents, the treasurers, the program organizers, the leaders of our community. And so we have to give them that focus. And that's why the topic for tonight, as I said, is how do we cultivate that identity in our next generation? Let me mention the verse, the translation, and just some of the opinions of our commentators of what the verse may mean. So in this verse, chapter 41, verse 33, Allah says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ Allah says, and who is better in speech than one who invites to God, who does righteous actions, and says, indeed, I am of the Muslims. I am one of the believers. So the last part of the verse says, وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ That indeed, I say that I am of the believers. Ayatollah Nasir Makarim in his Tafsir Namuna, he says this phrase, وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ could have one of two meanings. He says this, قال, to speak, to say, he says it could also mean I believe. So he says it could just be an inner belief. Somebody calls towards Allah and they truly believe that they are of the believers, that they have submitted to God. But he says another option, another meaning of this word is the actual statement that I go out and proclaim. And if we look at it in that way, then I would take it to mean that I'm not scared as a Muslim to tell people that I am a Muslim. You know, there was a time in the world after September 11th that we were scared to identify as Muslims, for many of us. Right? I remember when that attack happened and I was at work at a Muslim organization, and I remember the Twin Towers were hit and we ended up locking the doors of the center immediately, and we started getting calls both in support for us, because somehow the American government knew instantaneously that Muslims or so-called Muslims were involved. And so we got hate calls, we got calls of support and care and concern. But there was a real fear in the community. Sisters were concerned because they are the most visible within our community because of the hijab. Men were concerned because we had beards, although many other communities have beards, but we were concerned at a different level. And, you know, when we look at what happened, and not only that event, but many other things that have happened over the years, I'm not going to say because we didn't have, you know, conviction in Allah and we didn't have that iman and we didn't have that identity, but we definitely were perhaps having some level of shortcomings in identifying as Muslims or in letting people know who we are, because we had done very little, if no outreach up until that point. We didn't invite people to our centers. We didn't have interfaith gatherings at that level where we could invite the community to meet us and to understand and know who we are. And obviously now in, 22 years after the fact, 21 years after, we have developed a bit more of that ability to outreach and to let people know who we are. But we still have obviously a long way to go that we can proudly proclaim that we are Muslims, as this verse says, وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ We still have a ways to go to be able to proclaim our Islam, to let people know that we follow this religion and this is what our teachings entail. And this is something that the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, try to inculcate within their teachings to us every step of the way. They might not have said it verbally, to develop a Muslim identity, to create an Islamic culture, because even that is a term which is up for discussion. What does it mean to have an Islamic culture? Right? Culture is such a vast term. Culture includes the food that we eat, the clothing that we wear, the art that we engage in, the music that we listen to or create. Halal music, obviously, not the haram style. But culture is very vast.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Halim Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد
صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا